we're talking about the fires and issues regarding development in fire-prone areas. And so if you wouldn't mind just giving me a little bit of information about your background in this area.
Well, as I told your producer, I don't study fires per se. I study sustainable development.
Okay.
So that's my area of expertise. And so one of the one of the areas that I look at in sustainable development is sort of community resiliency and how do people manage hazards.
I see. Okay. And do you feel, given the research you've done, that cities or counties should enact limits on development to protect the environment and resources?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by limiting development. The thing that's very interesting about the fires in Southern California is that according to a lot of the research on ecology, wildfires are not just in the United States, right? This is something that's happening around the world.
Sure.
Wildfires are behaving very differently now than they have ever really behaved before. And people are sort of interested, and ecologists are interested in studying this because of the severe damage that they're starting to enact on communities. And so some of the suggestions that are out there for trying to learn more about this is to do just a better job of targeting development in such a way that these sort of fire-dependent and fire-sensitive ecosystems can burn, right, instead of having to suppress fires constantly to protect development. I don't actually think that it's imperative that you lock development out of areas where fire-prone ecosystems are, where they exist. I mean, that would be very hard to do. However, you can try to cluster development in such a way that you can do controlled burns periodically, where you don't have to, where the policy doesn't have to focus so much on suppression that a whole bunch of fuel for the fire builds up and then the fire rages out of control when it happens.
I see.
Right. You can have smaller fires. They're controlled instead of, you know, letting things get out of control.
Do you know whether currently in Southern California there are any regulations in place that are similar to what you've just described?
No. There aren't regulations on the books that prevent people from building in fire ecosystems, the way there are in some locations regulations to try to keep people out of flood zones.
I see. And
but plenty of people build in the floodplain anyway, so.
Right, and plenty of people build in fire-prone areas as well.
And in hurricane-prone areas and in earthquake-prone areas. I mean, we have a lot of different threats to human settlement.
Given the fact that there aren't regulations right now that could reduce the threat by doing, like you said, controlled burns, to what extent do you feel that we shouldn't build in fire-prone areas until there are some measures in place to sort of keep people safe?
Basically, the human settlement patterns or city settlement patterns in the U.S. right now are not sustainable on a variety of different dimensions, right? Right now we're talking about fire. We could be talking about air quality on any other given day. We could probably do a better job of thinking about how our cities are set up to protect communities from a variety of different threats, right? Not just fires. I'm just not one of those people who thinks that we immediately go out and just ban development from certain areas. I think we do need to do a better job of setting aside conservation areas, right, as buffers and as places where fire systems can work that don't have people in them. But that doesn't mean you can't have development around that somewhere.
If someone wanted to take action to get new regulations enacted that allow for controlled burns, for preserving ecosystems while working with developers, what steps do you think someone or a group of people might take to get that to happen?
Well, I think people are very interested in this topic right now because of the wildfires in 2003 and because of these. And if people are really interested in learning more about how they should be thinking about how to help communities plan for dealing with fire-sensitive and fire-dependent ecosystems, the Nature Conservancy has a terrific program called the Fire Learning Network. And their program is essentially getting people together to begin to understand essentially how humans are changing these ecosystems and how the ecosystems sort of affect human developments, and to start a discussion essentially about how to plan better. One of the reasons why I don't have a snappy answer for you there is that, you know, we don't know as much about this as we'd like. And these fire networks, these fire learning networks, are a means to try to do that. We know that urbanization is an issue, right? Urbanization takes up habitat. It takes up a lot of, you know, really critical parts of the ecosystem. We know it's a problem, but we don't actually know how to turn the tide in such a way that a lot of the existing damage we've already done is going to start getting better as quickly as we probably need it to start getting better. And, you know, the Nature Conservancy, I think that website is just www.tncfire.org.
Okay.
And people should take a look at that if they're interested in learning more about fires.
Okay,
and these
great
kinds of issues.
Okay. Those are my questions, unless you have anything you'd like to add.
Well, I'm just hoping that everybody gets out safe and that you stop pretty soon.